This is a Chazara recording for the last week for the daily Mishnah Brura learning, starting with Simon Ches Seif Yud Dalad. The learning should be as a refuah shlema for Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya. Yud Dalad. Im pasha taliso ve'ay afila yadaito lachzer litatef uli esatef bo miyad tzarech levarech shiachzer yitatef bo. Person removed his talis, regardless of whether he had in mind to put it back on. Shulchan Aruch writes, he must, when he puts it back on, make a second bracha, regardless of his intention. Book of Mishnah Berurah explains that because once you take off the talis, it is considered to be a hefsek between the mitzvah, and when you put the talis back on, it is a separate mitzvah, and therefore requires a separate bracha. The Rama adds, he says, no, it depends on the person's intention. If you remove the talis with in mind to put it back on shortly thereafter, we'll see in Mishnah Berurah what that means, then he does not make a bracha. V'yeshomrim, the Rama adds a second V'yeshomrim. He says, well, no, you need both factors. You need that you intend to put it back on again afterwards, and that you're wearing a talis katan on, so you can make this argument that the mitzvah has not ended. Mishnah Berurah explains, because just removing a talis itself is not considered a hefsek if you have in mind to put it back on. He says, how is that different from tefillin? Tefillin, when the person goes to the restroom and removes his talis and his tefillin. So everybody agrees that when the person puts his tefillin back on after he leaves the restroom, he must make a new bracha. So why is it different according to the Rama, who says everyone has in mind when they go to the restroom, they're going to put the tefillin back on when they come back out? Why is it different from a talis? He says, because in the restroom, you're not allowed to wear the tefillin midina. It's actually forbidden. Whereas a talis, you're technically allowed to wear it into the restroom. However, it's inappropriate, but since you technically can, the mitzvah has not ended. Whereas tefillin, it certainly has ended, and therefore putting it back on afterwards requires a new bracha, but talis does not. Mr. Brewer says that we follow, Ashkenazim certainly follow, the second Yesh Omrim, that when the talis cut in the salon, it completely depends on a person's intention. However, he says, if a person does not intend to put the talis back on, he removes the talis and does not intend to put it back on, even if he is wearing a talis katan still, when he puts the talis gadol back on, and he changes his mind thereafter, and he puts his talis gadol back on, he must make a new bracha on the talis gadol. You need both factors. You need to have both the talis katan on, and have in mind to put the talis gadol back on after you remove it, in order not to have to make a second bracha. If either factor is missing, then a new bracha should be made. He says, and mistama, if a person is in the middle of davening, we can assume, even if he had nothing, he didn't think about it in either way, if he's still in the middle of davening, we assume that he wants to put it back on. And he says, if a person folded up his talis and put it away, then we assume that he does not want to put it back on, and therefore he would need to make a bracha regardless. Sif tesvav. Im nafla talisa shalom miskavin, v'chazer misate, v'tzarech levarech. But if the talis falls off, not that the person removed it, but if the talis falls off without any intention, and he puts it back on, then he certainly needs to make a new bracha. And he says that's only if it completely falls off. If it only falls off a person's shoulder or something, it's still considered to be on. Since here, the mitzvah has completely gone. It's not that he removed it with the intention of putting it back on. Once it's gone, it's gone. It's not with the person's intention. And therefore, he needs to make a new bracha. Tezayin alan b'talisa b'layla tzarech levarech alav b'bokerim lo p'shoto v'tov l'mash mish bo b'shas bracha. When the person sleeps in his talis or his talis cut in the night, he must make a new bracha in the morning. Since it's a new day, a new day requires a new bracha. He says, and it's good, therefore, to the touch of the tzitzis, we've seen this before, that if there's somewhat of a suffix, whether you made the bracha before, the bracha talis was put on differently, you need to touch the tzitzis as if you put it on fresh, and therefore you touch the tzitzis before you make a new bracha. Mishnah Berurah recommends that if you're sleeping in your talis katan, so have in mind to pater your talis katan with your talis gadol, when you put on talis gadol for davening, so you should have in mind to be motzi the talis katan as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'chein yasa misha lovish taliso kodim she'ir hayom. Person puts on his talis before the Zman of Misha Yakir. Misha Yakir is the earliest time to put on talis and tefillin. If a person puts on his talis earlier, so he cannot make a bracha on that because he has not technically fulfilled any mitzvah. When he put that talis on, he certainly cannot make a bracha. It's a bracha vatala. So, but if he did, he put it on earlier, and now he wants, or he even put it on talis katan, he's up for slichos, he's up early in the morning. Afterwards, he can make a bracha on that talis katan, or the talis katan, whatever he's wearing before. He should certainly be mamashmesh and mitzitzis, and then make that bracha. Person put on a four-cornered garment did not have tzitzis in the four-cornered garment. He has not fulfilled a mitzvah sasei. Tzitzis is a chovas gavra. Tzitzis, we'll see that later. But tzitzis is a mitzvah that's only required upon the person. It's incumbent upon the person, not incumbent upon the beged. If the beged is in my drawer, it does not require tzitzis on the four corners. But once I wear it, it does. So if I wear that four-cornered garment, that's when I violate, or not really violate, that's when I have mevatel the mitzvahs asay. Sif tes. Ezev gadam chayev betzitzis, vezev ptur mitzitzis. So Aleph, ein chayev betzitzis min atorah, lebeget pishtim oshol tzemer rechel. And Shulchan Aruch writes, the only thing that are chayev midaraisa in tzitzis, the only four-cornered begadim, are that of wool or of linen. Aval bigdei sharminim ein chayvim betzitzis al midrabanan. Any other type of garment is only chayv midrabanan. The Rama adds on, v'yesh omer dekulu chayv midaraisa v'hachi el chasa. The Rama says, no, this is another opinion that says that every type of a beged, any garment, any clothing is required in tzitzis, even midaraisa. The Mishnah Berurah explains that we learn this from Negaim. When it says beged in the Torah, it says in a number of different instances, when it says tzitzis, it doesn't specify the type of the beged, but it says by negaim, by tzaras, it talks about beged semer, old beged pishtim. So the Gemara assumes that if it says beged without any modifier, it refers only to wool or linen. Mishnah Berurah points out there's very big differences, whether it's daraisa or derabanan. He has certain nafkaminas before it. That's clear, he says. However, it's certainly better to always try to fulfill the mitzvah deoraisa whenever possible, according to everyone. So if you can wear wool, so that's much better. But according to the Rama, wearing cotton, for example, would fulfill the mitzvah deoraisa. So the machlokas in the Gemara, it comes based on the following psukim. The Torah says, al tzitzis hakanaf, says it needs to be min kanaf, meaning it doesn't make a difference what material the garment is made of, but the tzitzis, the strings, should be mimin kanaf. The strings themselves should be of the same material that the beged is from. The Gemara then points out that there's another pasuk that says in the parasha in Sefer Devarim that lo tilbash shatnez semer upishtim yachdav. It talks about the mitzvah, the prohibition of shatnez, of wearing wool and linen. The next pasuk says gdilim tasel ha, you should wear tzitzis, you should put on tzitzis on the beged. So the Gemara says, oh, you see that only semer and pishtim. So Rava answers, he says no. Tzemer and pishtim, strings of tzemer and strings of pishtim, are motzi ben b'minan ben shein b'minan, are good for either a garment made of those materials or any other garment, meaning if you have a garment made of silk or cotton, you can certainly put on wool strings in your motzi, the mitzvah of tzitzis. However, other fabrics, other materials, are only motzi a beged that is made of the same material. The Rama paskins that second way, and therefore he says, you see from that any material is chayav mida oraisa, it's not just tzemer u pishtim. And he says, v'yirish amayim yachmir alas malachos odei arishona. And he says, v'yinochon shiyasa bein hatalas gadol bein hatalas katan shal tzemer. It's preferable to always wear wool, if possible. It's not always possible. Siv beis, tzitz shal pishtim mo shal tzemer achelim, potrim b'kol minei begadim, chutz mishal pishtim le tzemer, tzemer shal pishtim, bizman ha-sed alekat chelas. Ibn eishem kelayim. We pointed out before that strings of wool or strings of linen are good for any type of a garment. Strings of any other material are only good for this similar material. So silk strings or cotton strings would only be good for a silk beged or a cotton beged, respectively. He points out, however, you cannot put wool strings on a linen beged or linen strings on a wool beged nowadays. Now the Gemara points out that technically speaking it should be permissible. You see that from the psukim that we quoted before. It says lotil bashatnei semer pishtim yachdav, and the next pasuk says dilim tasa lachal, it has a mitzvah of shatnez, it's smuchim to the mitzvah of tzitzis, to teach you that ase docha laosa ase, that the mitzvah of tzitzis does in fact allow you to violate the prohibition of shatnez of kilayim, and therefore you may put wool strings on a linen beged and you may put linen strings on a wool beged. However, the Shulchan Aruch points out that that's only bizman de'ikat tchelas, when you fulfill the mitzvah in its entirety. There is a mitzvah in the Torah that one of the strings or two of the strings, Mr. Brewer takes a stand here, it's a machlokas rishonim. According to the Rambam, one out of the eight strings must be tchelas. According to the Ravid, two out of the eight strings must be tchelas. And according to the Tosfos, four of the eight strings must be tchelas. Mishnah Berurah here takes a stand like Tosfos, that four out of the eight strings must be tchelas. He says, when you have tchelas available, so tchelas is not just a color blue that the strings need to be dyed. Tchelas must be made of wool. And regardless of the material that the beged is, even if you have a silk beged and you're putting on silk strings, that's only for the chute lavan. The chute tchelas must be made of wool, no matter what. So he says, well, if you have a linen beged and you're pulling wool strings, that's only when you're fulfilling the mitzvah bishlei musa, when you're fulfilling the mitzvah in its entirety. So yes, you're right, it would be permissible to put wool strings on a linen beged when you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis in its entirety, if you have tchelas strings and you have white strings. So even those white strings may be also of tzemer, even though they don't have to be, they certainly may be of tzemer, and then you're violating the mitzvah of kilayim. Nonetheless, it's permissible because you're filling the mitzvah of tzitzis bishlei musa. However, nowadays, since we assume we do not have tchelas, and even those who assume we do have tchelas nowadays, we are not confident enough to say that it is absolutely tchelas in order to violate a prohibition of kilayim. Therefore, we assume that you may not put wool strings on a linen beged or linen strings on a wool beged. Says we don't have a practice not to make any linen strings whatsoever, because you may come to the Mishnah Berurah points out that there's certain types of silk that look like wool, and even if you put a linen strings on wool, if you put a linen strings so pishtim on a silk beged, so that's certainly 100% permissible. Somebody might see that and then come to put linen strings on a wool beged, and we are concerned that this might be a problem. Siv Gimel. What we said before, other fabrics, and not wool and linen, only the strings of those fabrics are only good for a beged of those fabrics. He says, so let's say you have some strings from, you have a silk garment, and you have some silk strings and some wool strings. It's a little bit unclear. He says, and therefore he says, a bracha should not be made on this. And he says, Yoter tov she'ase talis kulo shel tzemer bli ta'arovas klal shel sharminim. It's always best to make it one uniform fabric. It's best to do wool, according to Mr. Burrow, to be yotze daraisa, according to everybody. Sif, hey, yeshomer shetzarch lasav tzitzim seva ha'talis, v'medaktikim na'agin kein. He says, there's yeshomer, that the tzitzis, the string, should be the same color as the beged. V'medaktikim, and those who are careful about mitzvos, do in fact do so. Rama, it's on Vashkanazim, Nogim Lassus, Tzitzis, Rak Levanim, Aval Bigdim Tzvuim, Afbigdim Tzvuim, Vashanos, he says, Ashkanazim have the practice to always make white strings regardless of the color of the beged, and it's inappropriate to change. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's always best to have a white garment that you were putting on your Tzitzis on, and therefore your Yotze Likule Alma. He's not concerned for the stripes on it. He says, we go by the Ikara beged. Ikara beged is the most larger part of the beged. Talasim, therefore, are always white, and even Talas Katan is white. Sorry, Tshuva here says that the whole talis should be white, and even the atara should be white, and everything should be white. And Alpi Kabbalah, there are those who make the entire talis white without any stripes of any other colors at all, based on this idea. Sivav, Yeshomer Mshayin Lasos Talis Shel Pishton. There are those who say you don't wear a talis Shel Pishton at all because you may come to put wool strings are more common. Vavavishayin Halacha Kain Yereisham Amietzayed Kulam Vosa Talis Shel Tzemer Chelim. Shuchayev Betzitzis Min Atar B'Li Pikbok. He says, even though technically we don't follow that, it's always best to make a talis Shel Tzemer, and therefore Yeyotze Likuli Alma. The Rama says, yes, rack a talis Shel Pishton if you only have linen available. So if that's all you have available to you, so then you should have a linen beged. You can't put wool strings on the linen beged because we don't have tcheles bivados bizman hazeh in order to say we're fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis bishlimu. So therefore, it's not docha the losa say of shadness, and therefore you would put linen strings on. Mishnah points out if you put linen strings on the linen beged, even though he's concerned that we shouldn't do that. If that's all that's available to you, so you shouldn't be mevata the mitzvah of tzitzis, and you can even make a bracha on it. Moving on to Simon Yud. Dine Kanfos Atalis. Aleph, Talis Ein La'arba Kanfos Petura. A garment that only has less than four corners is exempt from tzitzis. Yeshla Yosim Arba Chayavas Vosa La'arba Tzitzis Va'arba Knafam Ruchakos Amizo. If it has more than five, so if it has more than four, such as five, then it certainly needs tzitzis because it already has four, and you make them as at the four farthest corners from each other. Mishnah Berurah quotes an opinion that might even be daraisa, that they're required to be at the four farthest corners. What about putting on five? If you have four corners, why not put a fifth string on the fifth corner? He says that's a problem of Baal Tosif, and that is certainly prohibited. And he even points out, Ein lasos balas chamesh l'chatchila, because there are those who say that a five-corner garment is exempt, and therefore there's a machlokas, and he says it's best not to have five-corner garments, to avoid this problem. If it has four, and you cut one, and now it has five corners, so certainly it requires tzitzis. When you cut it, as long as it's clear that there are the corners on this garment, it requires tzitzis. Gimel, kafal karnas taliso ksharam tfarim v'domek ilu kitzan v'en laknafos. If you manage to sew the garment in such a way to close it up temporarily, such that it doesn't appear that it has four corners, nonetheless, Mr. Ru points out, since it's going to open up, it's not meant to stay like that. It's just meant to be closed like that. I'm imagining something like a zipper or snaps or something to that effect. It's a four-cornered garment. The four-cornered garment, just simply because you snapped it closed, doesn't exempt it from a four-cornered garment, and therefore it is chayav in tzitzis. Hey, hayulos shalosh knafos v'asa behem shalosh tzitzis. So let's say you have a garment with three corners, and you put a string on each one of the corners. Now, a three-cornered garment is not chayav in tzitzis, and those tzitzis are not chal, they don't fulfill any mitzvah. V'shuv asa laknaf or vi. Vasa gambo tzitzis, and then you manage somehow to cut out a fourth corner, and you put tzitzis on that fourth corner. So now you have a fourth corner garment with tzitzis on each one of the four corners. That should be wonderful. The Mishnah Chosh Chanara says, nope, psula. All four tzitzios are possible. Mishum ta'asa v'lamina asui. There's a concept of ta'asa v'lamina asui. You need to make the mitzvah. It says, gedilim ta'aset loch. Gedilim is translated as tzitzis, crisped in the uncles there, and therefore the mitzvah is ta'asa. When the Torah says ta'asa, you shall make, the Gemara learns out ta'asa v'lamin ha'asui. It can't be made on its own. It needs to be made by a person. So therefore, what does that mean? That means once you have a four-cornered garment, you should tie tzitzis onto the four-cornered garment. Here, you have a four-cornered garment that came into existence as a four-cornered garment where three strings were already tied to it before it was a four-cornered garment. So as it became a four-cornered garment, the tzitzis strings were already tied to it, and it was not ta'aseh, it was rather min ha'aseh, it was already done. That fourth string, admittedly, you put on at the end, after it was already four-cornered garment, and that would be fine. However, you have to untie the other three and retie them on a four-cornered garment, because they were tied on the three-cornered garment that was exempt. Therefore, those tzitzis don't fulfill any mitzvah, and therefore, when the garment now has four corners, those tzitzis can't patter that beged. Rather, you have to undo those three. That fourth one is fine, Mr. points out, those three you have to untie and redo them. Vav, in kol v'tatalos matilin tzitzis al knafeah kamoshi kfula. You don't fold it in half. You don't have a long garment. You don't fold it in half and then make tzitzis on the four corners that are now the corners. If you fold it in half vertically, so now, Mr. Burr points out, because when you open up the beged, so now you'll have tzitzis in the middle of the beged, and that's just not the way to do it. He says, well, what if it's so long that you have to fold it in order to wear it? He says, well, you know, there are some who say that's not a beged anymore. If it's so long that you have to fold it and have to wear it, that's not a beged. It's putter from tzitzis at all. The Taz and the Prima Gadim say, no. You should still put tzitzis on the four corners. However, to be choshes for that opinion that says that perhaps, but so large that it doesn't require tzitzis at all, you should not make a bracha on such a talis. You put it in the four corners. But if you sewed it, if you've now changed the garment in a permanent way, and now it has four corners, then you put the tzitzis on those four permanent corners. So, the Rama says, well, if it's not tied and it is tied, it depends how permanent it is. If this is a permanent way that the beged is now going to be used, and those are the four corners that now emerge, so then it requires tzitzis. He's concerned if there's no tying and how permanent is permanent, you shouldn't make a bracha on this. And the Rama says, well, how does that help you? Not to make a bracha. According to Shulchan Aruch, if it's not tied, you have to put them on the four actual corners, not in the middle. So according to Shulchan Aruch, this is a beged that doesn't have tzitzis. So Mr. Bruce says, don't do any of this unless you're going to tie it permanently and alter the beged. If you alter a beged, so then it's no longer the same beged it was before, and therefore it requires new tzitzis on the four corners, and that's the way it is. There are Shulchan Aruch continues, hitl tzitzis al tzitzis. In this kavan lebatal harishon, chodech harishon et shera. In this kavan lehosef, al bishachadach hacham yishtem, psula. Let's say you have four tzitzis, and you have a four-cornered garment with four strings on each one of the corners. And now you add a second string, a second set of tzitzis to each corner. So he said, it depends what you were trying to do. In this kavan lebatal harishon, if you want to just put on new ones, and you want to cancel out the first ones, so then you did all, though you put on the second pair, so you have eight, and you can cut off the original ones, and that's fine. Why is that okay? The Mishnah Berurah points out, because once you added the second one, it's as if the first set are batel and don't count at all, therefore you can remove them. But if it's covering lahosif, if you never intended to cancel the first one, so now you have two sets of strings in each corner, and that's certainly a problem, and the whole thing is puzzle or my on Vyesh Machshir Bacholinin, the Khainikar. He says it doesn't really matter what your intention was. And then the Mr. Brew points out that according to Shulchan Aruch, you have to cut off the first ones. When you put on the second set, and you have intention to be mevatel the first set. Now, the first set specifically are mevatel. You have to cut those off. But the second set are meant to be tzitzis. So if you cut the second one off, you now have a four-cornered garment with tzitzis that are mevatel, and you haven't been yotzei any mitzvah. Now, going to the Ramah, he says, no. We don't really hold like that. Once you have, it doesn't matter which ones, according to the Rosh, it doesn't matter which strings you cut off. As long as the garment ends up having four tzitzis on four corners, that is fine. Sif Zayin. But if the beged has eight pairs of sets of strings on it, then the whole thing is puzzle, clearly, because even five would be puzzle. They have a garment that is folded overhead, and they're open on both sides. And has four corners. It's closed on top. It's like a pancho or our talis katan. If most of it is closed on the sides, and most of it is a closed garment, then it's potter from tzitzis. Rubo patuach, and now has four corners. It is chayav in tzitzis. And if it's exactly half, so we treat it besafik. We'll put tzitzis on it, but you won't make a bracha, and you can't wear it on Shabbos outside because it's considered carrying, because if it's not a mitzvah of tzitzis, so this is a garment that has four strings attached that normally the strings that are attached to the beged are considered part of the beged to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore that's not carrying on Shabbos in the makom that there's no eruv. However, if the strings are attached to a beged, it's not actually chayiv and tzitzis, then you're carrying them in a place and not fulfilling a mitzvah, that would be a problem. Now, Shulchan Aruch points out, the Mishnah Berurah points out, that if you have a garment that's folded in half, and he says, and in It's like an undershirt, and it's slit on the side, but it's closed under the arms. So there's a place to put the arms through, and then it's closed under. It's tufron. It's sewed closed. It's meant to be the beged. He says, you now have a problem, because you have to measure the rubo pasuach or rubo sasum from the armhole doesn't count. He says the armhole doesn't count for the pasuach element, but only below that. And he says, and oftentimes it's not rubo pasuach from there on, and therefore that beged is not chayav tzitzis, and people aren't yotze with it, and they're making brachas on it, and they're carrying it on Shabbos. Rather, it needs to be open the entire way. There are modern pairs of tzitzis that have like a snap or have a little strap. It seems that that would be completely different. That's not meant to be a garment that's closed under the arm, and therefore they're measured should be measured from the armhole. However, if you look at many of them, you can be machmir on such a thing, and even from below, if you have a pair of tzitzis, that there's a strap that's sewed across from the front to the back under the arm, then perhaps, according to this Mishnah Berurah, it should be considered rubo basof. You should measure from that point to the bottom and make sure that that is more open than it is from that point to the top, and then it will be chayav tzitzis midaraisa in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Ad kan. Have a wonderful limud.